Welcome to Intentional Living today on Valentine's. You know, I was thinking of a verse in 1 John chapter 4, where John says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear," because fear involves torment. In your marriage relationship, if you truly are in love with each other, boy, that'll cast away the fear, the anxiety, all of those things that can bring us down. What is it in your love? What's that one indispensable thing in your marriage that's pulling you together? I'm Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, and my phone line is open to you right now. Let's do this. I want to hear from you across the country. One thing that's indispensable in your marriage today.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. And as we open the phone lines, you're going to call and say, well, it is love. You just read the verse. You know, that's the indispensable ingredient that holds our marriage or pulls our marriage together. But flesh that out a little bit. Tell me how that plays out in your marriage. What is that one indispensable ingredient? Is it love with patience? Is it love with dealing with problems? Is it love spending time together? Is it love being on the same page spiritually? What is it? What's the kind of the indispensable piece that you find in your marriage on this Valentine? Because some, boy, they would easily call in and say, those things are missing in my marriage. We're going to encourage marriage today. And it's an opportunity to talk about the value and importance as Christians of love in our marriage on this Valentine's by sharing one thing that's indispensable in your marriage. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. It's interesting. The next verse says, we love him, speaking of Jesus, speaking of Christ, because he first loved us. Because of his love that was so transformational in the world that we're even able to love back. That's why following Christ gives us a model of what it means to really, truly love. Mm. Okay, we'll get to your calls in a moment. Just before we do that, though, quickly, two things. I'm speaking at a conference this weekend called Hope Not Shame. It's going to be at the Calvary Community Church in Phoenix, and it'll be this Saturday. I get a couple of chances to speak, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be this Saturday. You can find out more by coming to theintentionallife.com and link on today's highlight page. And then secondly, speaking of love, speaking of marriage, we begin our Intentional Love Marriage Date Night series coming up in about 6 weeks, March 24th. We begin in San Luis Obispo. We, meaning my wife Donna and I, will be there along with some of our team. And I checked today and we're already about 25% sold out, 6 weeks out. It's going fast. It's going to be a great evening if you've not registered for the San Luis Obispo Intentional Love Marriage Conference. I encourage you to do so, and then we'll be giving you the dates and times of other locations around the country coming up as well. Okay? All right. Today, what's that one indispensable ingredient in your marriage? Is it love through patience? Is it love through kindness? These are all very important, and you might say, well, there's a lot, but I want you to kind of think about, if you had to pick one, what is it? Love through what? 888-888-1717 is the number. Speaking of love and romance here on this Valentine's Day.
I was listening to the caller who had been married for 30 years and feeling that her husband's lazy. I know exactly what she's talking about, and it is totally a matter of her making a decision to love him and honor him and respect him. Submission isn't a matter of him having his foot on her and telling her what to do. You just have to be the wife that you want to be and that you know you can be. It's a matter of attitude and a matter of heart.
I'm calling to share with you what I'm doing with my husband for Intentional Living. Every night we do daily dialogue where we share our feelings and thoughts and dreams throughout our lives. And we also open with prayer and asking God's blessing and having special intentions.
Dr. Randy's talking today about communication in the marriage. I'm one of those that tries to talk around something to figure something out. And it's much easier to just ask the question that I want answered or say what it is that I want to say. And that has really helped in my relationship and our marriage.
When we started our marriage, which is 59 years, I wasn't saved. My husband wasn't saved. But we decided when we got married, we wanted to start our home going to church. And we praise the Lord that because of that, my husband and I were both saved at the same time, 59 years ago. And our intentional living was to just live for the Lord.
Boy, simple but profound observations, you know. 59 years, just living for the Lord. In other words, we're on the same page. You know, there's something about being on the same page when it comes to raising the kids. When that happens, boy, there's more agreement, there's more strength, more love, more encouragement. When you're on the same page about your finances, boy, that's huge. When you think of one spouse that wants to spend, another wants to save, one wants to tithe, one doesn't want to tithe, one wants to go in this direction with money and this other another direction, that creates tension. Being on the same page when it comes to church, wanting to attend church, be involved in church. One page when it comes to relating to family and developing friendships. There is power. There's intimacy. You know, today we celebrate February 14th. We celebrate romancing your mate, and lots of things will be bought and exchanged, a lot of money spent. And tomorrow may not make the marriage any better as a result of that, because it's not February 14th that matters as it does the other 364 days, where the priority is, building into the relationship in your marriage. So what is that one indispensable thing that you find in your marriage? Okay, 888-1717 is the number. Let's begin with Julie in New Mexico. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Big plans for Valentine's?
We actually had a date night on Saturday and kind of exchanged gifts yesterday, so nothing big actually today. But my husband has a dentist appointment, so we had to celebrate early.
Oh, there you go. He'd rather be with you than the dentist. I did that yesterday. No fun. All right. So, what's one indispensable ingredient in your marriage?
For us, at least recently, it's been giving each other grace. My husband is really good about that and has modeled that our whole marriage. But I've kind of taken a little bit longer to get there, and so it really helps me to remember that I really appreciate it when he gives me grace about stuff. You know, when I mess up or when I'm not treating him well, and so I should kind of treat him the same way and be reciprocal with that, that God is not condemning of us and gives us grace, and to just keep that in mind when we're bothered with each other. Like I said, we kind of go back and forth with whoever of us is giving the other one grace.
Well, grace is what God gives to us, and certainly as we give it to each other in marriage, that's closeness. So that's something, sounds like, you've learned or developed over the years.
Yeah, God's definitely been teaching me that a lot lately. And like I said, my husband's been a really good Christ-like model of that for our whole marriage. Mm. But he's still growing, too.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
All right, well, thanks for sharing. Happy Valentine's, Julie.
Thanks, you too.
All right, let's jump over here. Let's go to Texas. Rome is on the line. Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Talk about your marriage. What's the indispensable part of your marriage, Rome?
God is. You know, God is. If you have God in your marriage, then He fortifies your marriage. Mm. You know, and the more you press after God, the more passionate that you should become about your marriage, since God is all for marriage.
How does that work? How does that really play out when you say God is the center of your marriage? How does that really play out day to day in your relationship?
Well, if both of you put God first, then, you know, and if God fills your heart with love, then you have plenty of love for each other. And obviously, if you're showing the spirit of love, your marriage will go better. Mm. One thing is, if you submit yourselves one to another, as the Bible talks about, and then if the man loves his wife like Christ loved the church, and Christ gave himself for the church, then It should, I mean, it definitely, it makes for a very strong foundation in marriage.
You know, you're referencing a passage in Ephesians. Many people have heard, you know, wives, submit to your husbands, which is always a real popular topic when I go out and speak. Hello. But, you know, we missed the verse before that really does focus on what Rome was saying, that we are to be mutually submissive one to another out of respect and obedience to God. And that's where it begins in marriage as well. And I think the message of saying, hey, as we submit to each other, we submit to God, we make God first, it makes mutual submission and order of responsibility and so on in the marriage a lot easier, for sure. All right, so Rome, is this from your own experience or is this theoretical? Is this how you guys are living your marriage?
This is out of my own experience. Obviously, you know, not everything in a marriage just goes perfect. So, you know, I have my ideas and my wife has her ideas and, you know, like we're very differently opinionated. And sometimes I'm like, oh, that's great. And she's thinking that is absolutely horrible. And, you know, like when we disagree or, and what couple doesn't argue from time to time, but showing the spirit of love, you know, it helps to resolve any conflicts in a marriage and showing the spirit of love early, it helps, you know, even all the more. I know, like a lot of women tend to harbor stuff and you know, dwell on things. And if a woman takes something in and she gets mad, you know, later in the day she's still thinking about it. The guy forgot about it.
Well, not all men. Yeah. Some men are still lingering too. That's true. Understanding, in other words, getting behind your wife's eye and understanding how she sees life. That's different than the way we do. Which is important.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Rome. Appreciate it. You have a great Valentine's Day, okay?
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, my friend. You can join in as well. What's that one indispensable intentional thing or intentional act or attitude in your marriage that is indispensable, that really is a glue that holds things together? 888-888-1717 is the number. This is Intentional Living.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jeff Love. Romancing your mate, so everybody thinks since my last name is Love, it should be natural for me. But I work at this. Actually, I just did a teaching recently where I used the illustration. I asked men if they like going to chick flicks, and most all the men responded no. I said, well, I don't either. But here's one thing that everybody can do in this area. I choose to go to chick flicks to romance my mate. And men, I would especially encourage you to do this. You may just surprise your wife, and she may faint, but just say, hey, you know, I saw these trailers, and you know it's a chick flick, and I really like to go see it. And she'll say, I can't believe you want to go see that. Well, take her to see it. Now, I'm romancing her. I sit through those chick flicks that maybe I personally wouldn't go to myself if I were going to a movie, but I'll go with it, and I'll like it, and I enjoy watching her laugh and cry through those movies, knowing that it's romancing her and there's an end result in building our relationship in a romantic way. So I would encourage you, what are the things they like? And from the ladies' perspective, as men, we want our wives to do things with us. We want that companionship. So maybe you don't like hiking and he does. Go take a hike with him. You'll be amazed at how that will build the romance in your relationship. For Intentional Living, I'm Pastor Jeff Love.
Yes, you are. That's great. That's right on, Jeff. Does a great job in his ministry and here as he shares spots from time to time with us, bringing us back to this case, the romancing your mate. It's the practical things. And if it's the movie that she likes or the dinner that she likes or the event that she likes, finding out what's important to her and to the extent you can, being a part of that. Not only on this 14th of February, by the way. You know, maybe you can join the discussion on Facebook. How do you stay emotionally connected with your spouse? Amanda says, I pray for him multiple times per day, and we do a nightly devotional. We still do silly things like play board games together, too. When I feel like we're disconnected, I do pray over that. Elizabeth said, we're committed to doing a daily devotional together and text messages throughout the day. Melody talks about communication. on everything, especially spiritual matters. We cry together, laugh together, anything of an emotional value. We are the first place he and I both go to express that to each other. Very good. Melody, Amanda, Elizabeth, thank you for posting that on Facebook today. You can join in the discussion there as well, Facebook.com/intentionalliving.
Our lines are still open, 1-888-1717. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your marriage. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Learning to be intentional will help you to live intentionally, which will have a profound influence on your life and even those around you. When you become a monthly member, Dr. Randy's teachings will help you to be a more intentional parent, a more intentional spouse, and you'll get a better understanding of what God wants to do in your life. Join today, and as a monthly member, you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which contains autographed copies of Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the Intentional Living Wristband. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's teaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press number 4.
When I started to show my wife love, she wondered what was going on.
Thousands of people are discovering the power of intentional love.
That's what she responded to, and that's what saved our marriage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Let me show you how you can have that loving, intimate marriage relationship that you desire. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, March 24th at Agape Church, San Luis Obispo. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and we do welcome you here, Intentional Living Center, today on this Valentine's Day 2017. Talking live, and you all are sharing the one thing that's sort of indispensable that you find in your marriage. What is it? We'd love to hear it, either on Facebook or join it here on our comment line at 888-1717, like Frankie in New Mexico. Hi there, Frankie.
Hello. Hey, hello, Dr. Carson. You know what? We've been truly blessed. Hello.
Yes. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir. I've been saved close to 30 years now, mm-hmm. and my wife's been saved pretty close to 30 years, that's what we base our marriage on is Christ. He's a solid rock, and he's the only one that can withstand the storms that come, and the only reason why that we can withstand the storm just because he's our solid rock. He's our center. He's unbeatable. He's unbreakable.
Well, how do you handle it, Frankie, when you have these storms? I mean, you have disagreements, you have arguments, you have a financial loss or whatever. What is it that you do, or how does that pull you together?
Yes, sir. Well, I believe at first, you know, throughout the years, me and my wife have learned to pray a lot. To really mm-hmm. pray, because, you know, as human beings, we have our own opinions, our own, you know, suggestions, our own, you know, our own personalities, our own temperaments. So, I believe prayer is very, very, crucial to a key element to mm-hmm. our marriage. Mm-hmm. To get through these storms and to not only get through the storms, but to resolve or to come to an engagement that is good for both husband and wife.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Frankie, and I think this is a really important for every couple. When we put our focus on each other in a critical way or an instructive way, critiquing, that becomes confrontational. But when we have this, you know, using an illustration like a triangle, you know, where you got the you and your spouse, but God is at the peak, he's at the center, he's the one that's pulling all of this together. Our eyes get off of each other, we put them on Christ. There's something that happens there spiritually, there's something that happens emotionally, something that happens in our hearts, because all of a sudden we realize God loves us. Our spouse is a person. They make mistakes. If they have that same attitude, there's a melting that occurs in the relationship and a closeness that naturally starts to occur as a result of that in the marriage, which is a very powerful thing. Both being Christians, putting God at the center, very important. All right, Frankie, thank you for your call today, and happy Valentine's, my friend.
Happy Valentine's to you too, Dr. Carlson, and God bless you.
Thank you. He has, and we're having a good day. And we love to hear from you. By the way, Facebook's probably the best place to go, or leave your comment at this point on our comment line, 888-888-1717, or go to Facebook/intentionalliving. And when you're there, by the way, at the website, a lot of helpful information. We have our free class that we call the Intentional One Thing Challenge. It's a 4-video series, each of them about 8 or 9 minutes of me teaching how to set goals in your life, how to overcome obstacles, and how to finish strong. And that's available. We don't promote it too often, but it's right there on the homepage at the top. It's our gift to you, and feel free to sign up for it when you get to theintentionallife.com, okay? And when you do that, it'll take you through the process, and we hope you enjoy those videos. We also have other helpful resources available for you when you get to the website as well at theintentionallife.com. Bonnie is in Arizona. Bonnie, welcome to the program today.
Well, good morning. How are you, Randy?
I'm doing well, thank you. Tell me, what's the one indispensable ingredient in your marriage, Bonnie?
Well, I just got married Saturday after my husband had lost his wife of 55 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he didn't know much about love. He was always spiritual, but together, we've been together 5 years, and like I said, we just got married Saturday, but I have been able to show him love and affection outside of the bedroom, which is all he knew, and it's just making our marriage so wonderful. It's just going to be a wonderful marriage.
Well, congratulations, and I'm sure this makes it a special Valentine's Day for you guys today.
It really, really is. Yes. My 93-year-old dad got to walk me down the aisle Saturday, so I am just so blessed.
Wow, I wish I could have been there. That's pretty cool. All right, thank you, Bonnie, and happy Valentine's Day, and we wish you the very best, and God's being the centerpiece of this brand-new marriage, okay? You know, we're talking about love today, and love is defined in so many ways in our culture, but let's remember that when we come back to what God's interpretation of love is, how he defines love, it's a perfect love. It's a love that never be rejected, a love that we never lose. His love is permanent, so much so that even the scripture tells us that we love him. We can only love him because he first loved us. It's that kind of powerful first action love that is so appealing that draws us in. Today on Valentine's, we're talking about the intentional love that we receive when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the ultimate love. What's your thought? Share it with us. 888-888-1717.
My name's Jeff, and my one thing is to listen more to my wife.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and my one thing is to devote more time to memorizing scripture.
My name is David, and my one thing is work on a right attitude.
My name is Dana, and my one thing is to think before I speak.
My name is Lance Brown, and my one thing is making sure to spend 30 minutes a day praying in the morning for my wife.
My name is Bea. I'm from Albuquerque, and my one thing is that I'm not going to have better ideas than my husband all the time. And in other words, be so critical of him.
All right, very good. Hey, listen, what's your one thing? That's what we're talking today. And again, you're welcome to share it with us. A couple of things, again, coming up this Saturday. I'm going to be in Phoenix. I'm going to be at the Calvary Church, Calvary Community Church, right there on the Black Canyon Highway, for a conference they're putting on called Hope Not Shame. Cynthia Hyatt speaking. I get to speak as well. So I'll be there Saturday. Coming up in about 6 weeks, we're starting the Intentional Love Date Night series, and we're going to begin in San Luis Obispo. We got great response. Looks like we're going to sell out early, and so if you've been thinking about making plans to come and join us, San Luis Obispo Agape Church, March 24th, I encourage you to check the information out and get registered ASAP by going to theintentionallife.com. Then, I want to say thanks to friends who have been joining us from around the country. on this journey of living intentionally. I want to thank Wayne and Betsy from Georgia. Thank you. Here's Dennis also from Warner Robins, Georgia. Here's Marjorie from Phoenix and Samuel from Albuquerque. Here's Michelle from Lena, Illinois. And here's Logan from Freeport, Florida, and others who have said, hey, you can count me in. I want to be a part of taking this journey of intentional living. And the way we do it around here is when you support the ministry on a monthly basis, whatever the amount is that God lays on your heart, I'm looking at these folks. There's $30 a month. Here's another $30 a month. Here's someone who's sharing $15 a month. But whatever God lays on your heart, we're challenging you to pray about $30 or $40 a month. Every dime goes back into helping us fulfill the mission that God's given us to share the good news of living intentionally in Jesus Christ, to help keep the radio ministry going and the outreaches that we have. And when you become a new member joining us, we're going to send you the new member pack. We call it a new member kit. And it will include some of our best-selling books here from Intentional Living. Starve for Affection, a book I wrote a few years ago on why we crave it, how it's changing in our marriage, and why it's so important in marriage. Affection. It means different for men and women, the power of affection in marriage. And also my book, The Power of One Thing, how we can take one thing and how that can be transformational in our life. In fact, I'm speaking about that at the Hope Not Shame Conference this weekend in Phoenix, The Power of One Thing. We're also going to put in the box the Intentional Living wristband. It's a wristband that I wear every day that says one thing on it as a reminder of what one thing will I do today that'll make the biggest difference in my life as a follower of Christ. Very practical type of a reminder for me, maybe for you as well. And then our ongoing CD teaching from our program, our main teaching, will come to you on CD each month, including the ones for this month on transitions and empty nest. They'll be in the box. So here's all you have to do is just come to our website, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call us during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717. And when you do, press number 4 and they'll take you to our staff, okay? We're going to begin the teaching series Tripwires for Your Life. Very important series that I hope that you'll be listening into and enjoying and learning from as we go back into our teaching center. For the entire team here, Steve and Stephen and Rob today as our engineer. Thank you, Rob, my friend. I'm Randy Carlson, and for our entire team, and from the love of my life, my wife, Donna, on this Valentine's Day. And I love you, Donna. She is the love of my life. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a good one.